Governor Janet Mills today unveiled an alternative to her 14-day quarantine requirement for out-of-state visitors. As Patty White reports, the change comes as the state also announced it will soon quadruple its testing capacity for the novel coronavirus.
For weeks, Governor Mills has been dogged by criticism over her 14-day quarantine for out-of-state visitors on the cusp of the critical summer tourist season that so many businesses rely on. Now, there's a different option for visitors. They can show proof of a negative test for COVID-19.
A negative test indicates that even when coming from areas of a higher prevalence than Maine, such people are unlikely to have COVID-19 and to spread it to Maine residents and other visitors and staff of these businesses.
Adult visitors will be asked by lodging operators to sign a certificate of compliance that they've either received a negative test result within 72 hours prior to their arrival or have completed a 14-day quarantine. But there are exceptions to the new plan. Mills says visitors from Vermont and New Hampshire need not comply.
Frankly, when adjusted for population, the prevalence of active cases of COVID-19 in those states is pretty similar to Maine's, and they're going down.
Effective immediately, visitors from Vermont and New Hampshire can come for day visits. Starting Friday, they can stay overnight, no quarantine or test required. These changes are part of Mills' new tourism plan, dubbed Keep Maine Healthy, which has two other components. One is establishing symptom checks in high-traffic tourist destinations. The state is enlisting health students in the community college system to staff sites such as visitor centers and beach parking lots to ask visitors about symptoms and offer advice. The other component is encouraging municipalities to develop and implement their own plans to protect against COVID-19. The state will dedicate up to $13 million in federal dollars to reimburse these local efforts. Maine Department of Economic and Community Development Commissioner Heather Johnson says this multi-layered approach comes after weeks of work and consultation with the state's hospitality sector.
It is a little bit different than what other states are doing. We think it is kind of best practice for the type of situation that we have here to keep people safe and to allow for as broad economic opening as possible.
Giving visitors the choice of doing a quarantine or getting a test is an improvement, says Travis Furland, the owner of the Rangeley Inn.
The more options we have for people is definitely better. I think that it's still going to be restrictive for us.
Furland says enforcing the state's rules also puts lodging operators in a difficult position. Governor Mills says lodging operators may ask guests for proof of their negative test when they sign a compliance certificate, but it's not a requirement. When asked about enforcement, she seemed to indicate that visitors could be held accountable.
We expect that this certificate will be part of the checklist for lodging facilities, and that as such, violating that checklist would be a violation of the executive order that sets up this checklist. So it would be enforceable ultimately by potentially a criminal penalty.
Visitors are encouraged to get tested before they enter the state, but Mainers themselves will soon have expanded access to testing. The Mills administration also announced Monday the current testing capacity of about 7,000 tests per week is poised to quadruple to an additional 25,000. That's due to a deepening partnership with Westbrook-based IDEX Laboratories, from which the state will purchase 350,000 more test kits and establish a new mobile testing lab in Augusta. The state will now allow those at high risk for COVID-19 to get a test without a doctor's order. It's also working to create 20 swab and send sites that, combined with 40 existing test sites, will put testing within a half-hour drive for most Mainers. Commissioner Johnson says that Maine likely won't hit peak tourism numbers this year, but the developments announced Monday should provide a jolt to the summer season.
And we think tourists are making decisions based on safe destinations and high-quality destinations, and with this, we will have both.
The expanded testing capacity is expected to come online sometime in July. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.